Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the first topic of Parshas Vayeshanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks, pleads, and warns Am Yisrael that they must keep all the mitzvahs meticulously in order that they should be zoiche to continue to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. By the Aliyah of Sheni, Pirik Dalet, Posuk Hei, ראי לימנתי אסכם חוקים ומשפוטים כאשר ציווני אדוני אלוהי לעשות כן בקרב האורץ אשר אתם הבאים שמו לרשתו. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, see, understand, and internalize the chukim and mishpotim that Hashem has commanded me to teach you in order to do them in the land that you are coming there to inherit. According to Rashi, in the context of this topic, what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, and make sure to continuously do all the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, in order that you should be zoiche to continuously stay in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban has a different twist on the pasuk, and he says what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them is that there are many mitzvahs that you could only do in Eretz Yisrael, all the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz. And then the Ramban says even more, even deeper. Oyir Moshe Iker HaMitzvah is Kulon Ba'oretz. Kmo Sheromazti Besoid Ha'oretz. As the Ramban tells us Ba'arichus, at the end of Parshas Achrei Mois, Ki Iker Kol HaMitzvah La'yoshvim Be'eretz Hashem. Posuk Vav Ushmartem Vasisem Ki Chochmaschem Uvinaschem לעיני הועמים אשר ישמעון, איז כל החוקים או אלה ואומרו, רק עם חוכום ונבוי נגוי הגודוי לזה. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to keep the mitzvahs properly, the first thing you have to do is learn the mitzvahs. Ushmaltem zez Rashi zu Mishnah. First you have to learn. And then vasisem k'mashmoy, then you could do them. And if you'll do that, then it will be your wisdom and your intelligence towards the nations. That when they hear all these chukim, the goyim will say that this great nation, referring to us of course, is indeed, is certainly a wise and intelligent nation. Says Rashi, ki chochmaschem uvinaschem, bezois techoshvu chachom u'nevoinim le'inei ho'amin. If we learn and keep the mitzvahs properly. I'm a little bothered by it, because the Torah picks the word chukim, and we know that's the category of mitzvahs that we don't understand the reason for those mitzvahs, like Parah Aduma and Shatnez. So how could it be regarding those mitzvahs specifically that we don't understand the reason? That's what the goyim will hear and say, that Rak Am Chochom V'Novo In Hagoy Agod Lazeh. What would cause them to say that? And even more than that, Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Chukas regarding Parah Aduma says that when the goyim hear such mitzvahs, they are moinim eschem. They chepe us about these chukim. They say, what are you wasting your time? This doesn't make any sense. So dafka about those mitzvahs, those chukim, they say, rak am chochon v'novon ha'goy ha'god lazeh, einu yodeh. Posuk zayin, ki migoy godoy lasher lo Elohim, k'rivim elov, kadoyno Eloheinu b'chol koreinu elov, ומי גוי גדול אשר לוי חוקים ומשפטים וצדיקים ככל לתורה הזוי זה אשר אנוכי נושאים לפניכם היום. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, is there any other nation as great as ours that Hashem is so close to, that Hashem listens to us whenever we call out to Him? And is there any other nation as great as ours who has chukim umishpotim tzadikim, literally righteous chukim umishpotim? Rashi says hagunim umukubolim, that makes sense and that are accepted. Over here it's not shver that the chukim are hagunim umukubolim, because over here Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to us, Am Yisrael. We have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created our neshamas, who created the world. He knows what our neshamas and the world need spiritually to make it tick. What other nation has such greatness as we do? This entire Torah that I'm giving to you today. Posuk Tezrak הישומר לך ושמור נפשך מאוד. פן תשכח את הדבורים אשר ראו עיניך, ופן יוסורו מלבבך כל ימי חייך, וידעתם לבונך ולבני בונך, יום אשר עומדת לפני אדוני אלוהיך, בכי רב, באמר אדוני אלי, הקל לי אסעום ואשמיעם אס דברוי, אשר ילמדון לראו עשי, כל היומים אשר הם חיים על הו אדומו, ואז בניהם ילמדון. In the following two psukim, we have Yesodis Dikamachloikes, Rashi and Ramban, as to what is the point of the psukim, what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling us? Rashi learns, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, be very careful, lest you forget the things, the words that you saw at Har Sinai, and lest they be removed from your heart for your entire life. And make sure to give over that information of the Torah and the mitzvahs to your children and grandchildren. The day that you stood in front of Hashem at Har Sinai, when Hashem told me, gather the nation so I could tell them my words, in order that they should learn to fear me and be in awe of me all the days that they are on the land, and to teach their children also. Says Rashi, Rak Yishom Alecho, Pen Tishkach Es HaDvorim, Oz Kishaloi Tishkichu Oysom. If you'll remember what you were taught at Har Sinai, the Torah and the mitzvot, and you won't forget them, v'tasum al amitosam, you'll do them according to the way they were meant to be done, then techoshvu chachomim unevoinim, you'll be considered wise and intelligent, like we saw before. But v'im te'avsu oisam mitoy shikcho, if you make them crooked, you don't keep the mitzvot properly because you forgot details or entirely, techoshvu shoitim, you'll be considered fools. Yoim asher omadeto, says Rashi, Musav al mikro shalom alem emenu. This is continuing posuk test. Ashero weinecho. What was it, ashero weinecho? On the yoim asher omadeto b'choyrev. On the day that you stood by Har Sinai. Asher isem es hakoylois. Vezalapidim, you saw the sounds and the torches that we saw in Parshas Yisroi. All the information that you learned on that day by Har Sinai, make sure to give over to your children. There are two words that are similar in this pasuk, but different. Yilmedun and yilamedun. Yilmedun, Targum says, yelfun, la'atzmam, to learn for yourself. Yilamedun, says Targum, ye'alefun, la'acherim. First you have to learn, and then you could teach it and pass it on. That's how Rashi learns these two psukim, that Am Yisrael is being warned by Moshe Rabbeinu not to forget the information, Torah and mitzvahs that we learned at Har Sinai, in order that we should do the mitzvahs properly. The Ramban argues quite sharply on Rashi, and he says on Rashi, V'einoi nochoin klal. And the Ramban learns the topic of these two psukim is not the information we got at Har Sinai, rather it's the etzem maimad Har Sinai. Don't forget the maimad Har Sinai, and give it over to your children and grandchildren. The Ramban learns it's a lois asei and an asei. A lois asei to forget and an asei to remember and pass it on to the generations to come. Where all this Torah and mitzvahs came from. And how that at that maimad, that's where we saw and were convinced with our own eyes that Moshe Rabbeinu is the nois and Torah, and whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says is b'shem Hashem. So that no other Novi later on in history can contradict what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Amachloikes. Rashi and Ramban, are these psukim warning us not to forget, rather to remember and give over to our generations the information we got at Har Sinai? That's Das Rashi. And Das Ramban is to remember the Etzem Maimed. Posuk Yud Aleh, Vatikrevun Vatamdun Tachas, Hohor Vehohor, Boyer Boyesh, Adli Vashamayim, Choyshech, Onon Varofel. And you approached and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire until the heart of the sky. And there was darkness, and there was a cloud and mist. Vaydaber Adonai aleichem mitoch ha'esh, kol devorim atem shomeim usmuno einechem ro'im zulosi kol. And Hashem spoke to you from within the fire. You heard words, you heard a voice, but you did not see any picture other than a voice. פוסק י' ג' ויגיד לכם אז בריסו, אשר ציוו אתכם לעשות עשרת הדברים, ויכתבם על שני לוחי אבנים. And Hashem told you his covenant, what he commanded you to do, namely Aseres HaDvorim, Aseres HaDibrois, and he wrote them down on two Luchos Avonim, on two stone tablets. Pasuk Yud Daled Voisi, Tzivu Adonai Bois, Ahil Alameid Eschem, Chukim Umishpotim Lasoisechem, Oisom Boretz, Asheratem Oivrim Shomo Lerishto. And Hashem commanded me at that time to teach you. So with Lulei Divrei Rashi, I would have learned like the Rashbam, Chukim u'Mishpotim, the rest of the mitzvahs. Aseres HaDibrois are only 10, or maybe even more, but they're not the whole mitzvahs. At that time Hashem commanded me to teach you the rest of the mitzvahs. But Rashi says no. Rashi said, this is referring to, says Rashi, Torah Shebaal Peh. Hashem commanded me to teach you Torah Shebaal Peh regarding the Chukim u'Mishpotim, in order la'asoyzachem oisam ba'oret, in order you should do them in Eretz Yisrael, asher atem oivrim shom al rishto, that you're crossing over the Yarden in order to inherit it. I'm not sure what forced Rashi, or really Chazal, what forced Chazal to learn this pasuk is referring to Torah Shebaal Peh, as opposed to the rest of the Chukim u'Mishpotim. Anyway, פוסוק דזבוב, ונשמרתם מאויד לנפשו יצאיכם, כי לא יראיסם כל תמונו ביום. דיבר אדוני עליכם בחירי ומתויכו אש. It's interesting to note, the first three words of this פוסוק are often quoted, as a person has to be careful, you're not allowed to do dangerous things that are a risk to your health and to your life. But that is definitely a drash, and it's interesting. The source of the drash was actually a goy that darshan this pasuk to mean that, brought down in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud. But we're going to learn the pasuk pshat. The pasuk is going to warn us to be very careful and not to make any mistakes regarding avodah zarah. Make sure kiloy reisem kol temuna b'yoyim diber Hashem aleichem mechayre metoychoish. You did not see any pictures on the day that Hashem spoke to you by Al Sinai from the fire. Posuk tezayin pentash chisun vaasisem lochem pesel temunas kol somel tavnis zachor oine keivo tavnis kol beimo asher ba'oretz. Tavnis kol tzipor konof asher touf b'shamayim. Tavnis kol rimeis bo'adomo. Tavnis kol dogo asher b'mayim mitachas la'oretz. Lest you become corrupt and destroy yourself or destroy your ways by making any statue of a picture of any form, whether it be a form of a zocho or an akeva, or an image of any animal in the earth, or an image of any bird with wings flying in the sky, or an image of any roimes bo'adoma, creepy crawly, a rodent, or things that crawl on the ground, or an image of any fish in the water underneath the land. Says Rashi, semel is tzura, a form. So these three psukim are the isra of making an avodah zarah of any form. And Pasuk Yud Tes will talk about following an avodah zarah even without making it. Ufen tisoinecho hashomayim ve'ro'iso es ha'shemesh ve'es ha'yoreach ve'es ha'koyuchovim ko'il tzevo hashomayim ve'nidachto ve'ishtachavis Elohem ve'avanto masher cholak adonai Eloyecho isom le'chol ha'amim etachas kol hashomayim. Continuing the theme of Posuk Tezvov Tezayin, Moshe Rabbeinu is warning us, you did not see any picture on Maimed Al Sinai, lest you become corrupt and destroy yourself or your ways by making an avodah zarah. And Posuk Yutes continues that theme, and lest you raise your eyes to the sky, and you'll see the sun, the moon, and the stars, the entire army of the sky. And you'll make a mistake and bow down to them and worship them. But that's not your portion. That Hashem gave the goyim as their portion. And Rashi has two pshotim as to what their portion regarding what. Either their portion, namely Hashem gave the sun, the moon, and the stars to illuminate the world, not to worship them. That's Rashi's first pshat. And Rashi's second pshat, Hashem gave it to them as a portion that they could make a mistake after them and worship them. Not that Hashem wants them to worship them. They're not allowed to. But Hashem gave them that possibility to make the mistake. First you look, and then you contemplate. And then you make a mistake. And maybe there's some forces over there to bow down to worship. Asher cholak Hashem Rashi's first pshat lehoir lohem, to illuminate for them. Dovoracher le'elohus means Hashem gave them a portion as their gods. Of course, Hashem doesn't want them to be Eved Avodah Zarah. So what does this mean? Lo'imino'on melito isachareyem. Hashem didn't hold them back from making a mistake. Elohechlikom b'divrei avleyem. Hashem smoothed them into their shtusim. Le'todom in oilom. To knock them out of the world. V'cheinu oimel, we find this word cholak. V'cheinu oimel, ke'echalik elov be'inov limtze avoinoi lisnoi. Hashem smoothes a rosha into making a veirah. Not that he's taking away his bechira. He has bechira, but he gives him the option to slip and make that mistake. Posuk chov v'eschem lokach adoinoi v'yoytzi eschem mimikor abarzel mimitzroyim lihiyo isloi le'am nachalo kayoy mazeh. You, on the other hand, Hashem has chosen you. He took you out of Mitzrayim, which the posuk refers to as a kur abarzel. Kur abarzel is a furnace, a place where you put different metals. Rashi brings an example of gold in order to you melt it down and you take out the impurities. That's what Mitzrayim did for us. He melted us into a furnace and took out the impurities, and we came out pure gold. We are Hashem's inheritance, Hashem's nation. Says Rashi, Mikuru klishem ezakikin boyas azov, a kli that you purify golden. Posuk chofale vadoinoi sanav bial divrichem, vayinshova libilti ovrias hayadein, ulevilti voyelo oretz atuivo, asher adoinoi aloyecho. And Moshe Rabbeinu repeats and reminds Am Yisrael what he told him at the beginning of the parasha. I am a live example for what Chatoim can cause. Hashem was filled with anger over me because of you, what happened by the Chet of Mei Meriva. And Hashem swore that I will not be crossing the Yarden, and I will not be coming to the good land that Hashem is giving to you as an inheritance. I am dying in this land, and not even my bones will be zoicha to cross the Yarden. And you, lucky ones, you get to cross the Yarden and inherit the good land, this good land. Says Rashi's Anaf Nismale Ruiges. Rashi's telling us that this is the reflexive tense. Namely, he filled himself with anger. Al divrechem al oidoisechem val iskechem. Because of what you did. You complained and you got me flustered, and therefore I hit the rock instead of talking to it. Kionuchi meis in einen yoveir. Rashi's bothered by me. Achal shemeis mehichon yavir. Of course, if he's dying boretz azois, obviously he's not crossing the Yarden. What's the pasuk coming to tell me? Even my bones will not be zoiche to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbosai, you see what a chet could do, and therefore I'm begging you. Be careful, lest you forget the bris, the covenant that Hashem is making with you, and you'll make a pesel, a statue of any picture that Hashem has commanded you not to do. Says Rashi, t'munas kol dovo. There's a missing word in the pasuk. Kol means everything, every what. Says Rashi, everything. Don't make a picture of anything. Asher tzivcho, Hashem, asher tzivcho olav sheloi lasuis. Hashem commanded you not to do this. Posuk chov dalin, ki adoino yaloi hecho ish oichelo hu eil kano. Because Hashem your God is like a consuming fire. He is a God that gets angry and takes revenge of those who are oivid avodah zarah. Says Rashi, Kil kano mekane linkoim, gets angry to take revenge. Mischorem, loshen charoin, anger. Mischore al rugzoi li pora me'ov David Zore. He gets angry and he punishes those that are oiv David Zore. Ad kan, the first topic of Parshas Vayeshanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, you are so lucky to be entering Eretz Yisrael. I am not as lucky as you. And you know why I'm not being zoiche to enter Eretz Yisrael? Because of my chet. See what a chet can do. Be very careful to keep all the mitzvahs meticulously in order that you should be zoiche to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Lo'orech yomim v'shonim.